Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam.
Morena, how are you doing?
We're not too bad today.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, good. Not just okay. I'm good.
That's good. Oh, God, we've sent Zoe into an existential spiral already this morning.
Yeah, I can imagine what she looks like right now. Like, eyes wide, like, what is going on?
That is exactly what's happening here. How are you, though? What's happening in the world of tally?
Oh, so I've been watching a lot more reality TV this lockdown because, well, I mean, that's just it, because of lockdown.
Yeah, I think there is literally no better form of escapism than reality TV in many ways. It's just truly what you need it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, and this is a show that I was recommended a long time ago, and it's right up my alley, but I hadn't got around to, so I decided to sit down and watch it this week, and I am pleased. It's called We're Here. I can't say we're here. We are here.
Off air, we were talking about how it's quite hard to say with a really thick Kiwi accent. We're here.
We're here.
We're here.
We're
I'm bad at it. But yeah, so W-E apostrophe R-E here. basically, it's these three drag queens that came up through the drag race vehicle. Basically, Bob the Drag Queen, Shangela, and Eureka, they go around to these like southern states, these quite Christian, quite conservative cities, and they each kind of make over a person, whether they're a queer ally or a queer person themselves, and they do a drag performance at the end of the week, and it's all about building confidence creating like a safe space for queer people in these kind of conservative communities, and reminding these communities that there are queer people that are there, as in we're here, we're queer. Also that there are like community leaders that are out there looking after them and doing their best for queer rights in these places. And it's really good.
So the obvious link here is obviously Queer Eye, but you know, Queer Eye has been perhaps criticized for being very focused on a lot of straight people's experiences. This sounds like it is a much more queer-centric show in many ways.
Yeah, and also different, a lot more diverse casting, a lot more interested in social issues,
right,
and how those impact people. So each episode has three different people that get made over by the three drag queens. It's gone into Indigenous American discussion. It's gone into people that are disabled. It really like covers the gambit of diversity in a way that I find quite pleasing, and has some really good the allies that they choose for these queer people are like great people. They're not trying to make us feel sympathetic for anyone that might be racist or homophobic or bigoted, like Queer Eye sometimes falls into the trap of it.
Yes,
instead,
yeah,
like really just celebrates different people across America. And it's nice because these experiences that these young people have gone through, I relate to quite personally. So right, I find myself weeping at each episode. And yeah, it's a really heartwarming, lovely show that I think people should check out, especially if they are LGBTQI+, or Takatapui or anything like that. I think it's a good show to get amongst, and kind of... it's not entirely relatable to New Zealand, but I think it might be related to small town New Zealand. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I grew up in Auckland, obviously.
He's a city boy through and through.
Yeah, well, I mean, out west, so a little bit not city boy, but still, I think my experience is probably vastly different from a lot of people's. But also, there is that one intrinsic link of like queer people being family and having a shared experience and found family, which I find quite beautiful.
The fact that you grew up out west does explain the mullet phase for you, I have to say, Sam.
Thank you. It's going great.
It sounds like a really nice show. And the three drag queens that you named there that are the kind of central part of it, I'm not a huge RuPaul's person, but I do watch a lot of stuff that's kind of spun off of RuPaul's, if that makes sense. And I love Bob the Drag Queen. Just like, what an amazing person.
Bob the Drag Queen is so amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bob the Drag Queen is definitely like the most politically minded one of the three, and very much wants to change the world with their art and their drag. And that's no more apparent than the episode that focuses on an Indigenous American person, and they have a friend who's a drag queen named Lady Shug, and she talks really eloquently about gender for Indigenous Americans and how queer and gender diverse people in their culture were celebrated and like so important, and with the onset of Christianity within America, that kind of got forgotten within that community. So it's just a really well done discussion for it. It's quite a frivolous concept, you know, get in drag and do a performance and have a fun time.
Yeah.
But I think the way it's handled and produced and the people that they chose to host the show really take it to the next level and make it a smart and funny show to watch, which is kind of what awesome. You want, you know, you want both.
Yeah, you do. And I feel like, I mean, I do watch Queer Eye, I enjoy it, but sometimes I feel a little bit let down by the episodes. This sounds like it might hit all those bases a wee bit more.
Yeah, and it's only 6 episodes, and the 6th episode was meant to be filmed. This was filming late 2019, early 2020, and we'll all know what was happening during that time. So the final episode, you see them go to meet their 6th round of people, and then it instantly cuts to Bob, Shangela, and Eureka basically being like, well, we're locked down, so let's reflect on what's happened over these past 5 weeks, and let's talk about our own experiences as queer people, because one of the things we don't really get from the show is, well, you get little tidbits, but you don't really get to dive into their history as queer youth growing up in the South as well. And it's really nice to hear it from these eloquent people who are fully formed in their character and their resolve and what they want to do with people. So you get to like see them as kind of leaders as well. You can see why they were chosen for the show.
That's awesome.
And their background. And it's really, really nice. Like they say things on the show that I like a gut punch. Like I was like, oh my God, I remember thinking that. Or I remember saying that to myself. And I think it's just really nice to have that kind of content on TV.
Totally.
And I know it's probably a bit deep for a lockdown binge, but it really made me feel quite proud, which I think is quite an important thing, especially, you know, queer people can be proud not just in Pride Month but every single day.
Exactly. Oh, that sounds like an awesome watch. Remind us of the name and where can we go and see it?
So it's called We're Here. We're Here on Neon. It's an HBO show as well, so you know it's quality. But yeah, We're Here on Neon. Check it out. 6 episodes. Every episode's an hour long or so. Great watch. Maybe have a little glass of red wine, sit down, have a cry. Good times.
That sounds so lovely.
I think I'll probably be doing that this weekend. That sounds awesome. Thank you so much for bringing us that show, Sam. I hope you have a lovely weekend. And
I plan to.
We'll talk to you again next week.
I'm also getting my 2nd vax next week, so we'll be a trio of double vaxxed queens.
We love that. We absolutely love that. Have a great one, Sam. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, guys. Miss you.
Miss you too.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.